Good morning, friends on the radio. It's 9 a.m. It's Wednesday, and it is time for The Conversation. My name is Graham. I'll be your host. This is our live local call-in show, and today's the day for you to call in and join the conversation. 503-325-0010. We've got Reed in the lobby answering phones and patching you into the air room. Thank you, Reed, as always. I'd like to encourage you, if you do call in, to remember to turn your radio down. We're on a 6-second delay, and it'll sound better if you do. 503-325-0010 is the number to call. Our relationship with restaurants, fine dining, fast food, and everything in between, we celebrate and we commiserate at tables and booths. Owners and staff work long and irregular hours so that we can. And so today's conversation is, what is your favorite restaurant and why? We are a non-commercial radio station, folks, and so we're just talking about opinions, and we're not calling to talk bad about any restaurants either. This is your favorite restaurant and why. Maybe you've got a certain type of cooking that you love, and that is represented well at a restaurant. Or maybe there's an aspect of the experience that you love at a restaurant. We would love to hear about it. Share your thoughts, and maybe we'll all learn something new about a restaurant that we haven't tried yet. And we can support those local businesses that are working so hard to stay open during the pandemic and provide the services that we're all used to and that we appreciate and enjoy. So once again, the number to call is 503-325-0010. Reed's taking your calls, patching them into the air room, and we're looking forward to hearing about your favorite restaurant. And I'm also going to say that no icebreaker today. I think today's topic is just going to kind of be an hour-long icebreaker, if that works for y'all. And looks like we've got a fan of a restaurant on the line. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi there. Hi. I love the bistro, the coffee bistro, and Tony and Anne's bistro.
The Bridgewater Bistro?
Yes. And yeah, they make really good food on those two restaurants. And I love Nina's Thai Kitchen.
Yeah, the Thai food's fantastic.
Yes. And I love food. Thank you.
Food is good. Thank you. Bye. 503-325-0010. We've got a vote for the Astoria Coffee House and Bistro, the Bridgewater Bistro, and Nisa's Thai Kitchen. So also, there can be a tendency for some of these things to be somewhat Astoria-centric, but I am dearly hoping that we hear about restaurants on the Long Beach Peninsula. Restaurants in Skamakaway, Klatskanai. Is there a favorite eatery in Bay City or Tillamook? Give us a call, 503-325-0010, and chime in with your favorite restaurant and why. Looks like we've got a call coming in. How about you? Today could be the day that you are one of our first-time callers. Wouldn't that be a thrill? We've got another caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. The Lost Rue in Long Beach.
The Lost Rue.
Yeah, very good food and very personable people. Just a real wonderful community asset.
I get the feeling that that's sort of like a Cajun Creole Southern style food.
No, it isn't.
What kind of food do they serve?
All kinds of things. They have really good salads. They have a lot of fish items. Gosh, I just know pretty much what I eat.
So you're a salad and a fish guy?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to live a long, healthy life.
You have a great day. I love your program.
You too. Thanks for calling. Looks like we've got another call coming in. Thanks, Reed, for handling the phones today. If you've got a favorite restaurant that you want to talk about, give us a ring, 503-325-0010. Good morning. You are on the air.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Graham. This is Jim Roberts.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I got two favorite restaurants, Silver Salmon Grill in Astoria.
Lovely.
Their oyster stew is awesome.
Nice.
And the thing I like about it is they have paper on the table with a bunch of crayons.
Oh.
So you can doodle, and I know when I'm down there eating, I always give a plug to KMUN.
Great.
Yeah.
You know,
my other favorite. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
my other favorite restaurant is the Dock in Skamakaway.
The Dock in Skamakaway. Very good.
Yep, that's it. I'm going to get off the air because there'll be other people who want to talk about this stuff.
All right, thanks, Jim.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. 503-325-0010. Won't you share with us your favorite local restaurant and why? We've already had several calls, and we've got another one coming in. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, good morning. Well, my favorite restaurant since I moved to Seaside over 20 years ago is The Stand.
The Stand,
they're
yeah.
The Stand. I mean, it's right now they're only open Tuesday through Friday. They cater to locals by their hours. Mm-hmm. You know, they just do what they can.
Mm-hmm.
But they have good, healthy Mexican food that's always consistent. Their service is great. It's cash only, give you a warning. But and they're real good supporters of the community, which I really appreciate.
That's...
And I'd also get, it's not a restaurant, but I'd also give a shout out to Dodo's. They're the greatest little bakery.
Well, that counts.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it's really good service, high quality, and yeah, and they're really appreciative of the locals.
I had considered that, you know, we don't have to just do restaurants. We could say coffee, too. You know, who's got the best coffee?
Yeah.
Everybody likes coffee.
Well, if you want coffee, then you have to go across the street from Dodo's to Seaside Coffee House.
Very good.
Another great local spot.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call. Anything else?
Hope that should do it, Graham.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're talking favorite restaurants on The Conversation today. And we'd like to hear about yours and why. 503-325-0010. When I think back on the last year and a half with the pandemic and whatnot, I sure think about small business owners and especially restaurant owners and the folks in the service industry that work at those restaurants. How hard this year and a half has been. What a challenging time. And my heart goes out to all the struggles that we've been through, especially in that industry, and I hope that everyone is doing well and taking good care of themselves, and hopefully this show will prompt you to try a new restaurant out and support some local businesses. Enjoyed hearing about The Dock, enjoyed hearing about The Stand, the Bistros of Astoria, Rue. I don't think I got the Rue name right. There was something else to it. But how about you? What's your fave? 503-325-0010. Might have to cut to some music about food while we're waiting for some of these calls to come in. But I didn't think ahead and pull up any food songs. So maybe that can be another phone call, as you can talk about a song that mentions a type of food that's a good song. And then I'll play it. We're going with lighter fare for the conversation today and hoping that you're appreciating it and enjoying it. I know I am. I always enjoy hearing from you. But there are three open lines right now. The phone is not ringing, and here I am, just talking. 503-325-0010. Let's hear from you about your favorite restaurant, coffee shop, bakery. Give us a call. Is anyone else getting hungry hearing about all these great restaurants? 503-325-0010. Give us a call and let us know what your favorite restaurant is. We've got a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. You never cease to amaze with your topics. But, you know, what it sounds like, I've got categories now. So, number one is My Tong Food Truck over there at the Reach Break Plaza. They were one of the few eateries open during the pandemic, and Robert and his wife just do a wonderful job. Go for drunken noodles and Thai fried rice. The other one, obviously, you know, another good one is obviously the old-timer Bridgewater Bistro. They just have a great, great restaurant, and they did went out of their way for pandemic seating, and so good for Tony and Ann.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job.
Yeah, they've done great. I mean, getting those little pods for out on their patio, what the hell?
Brilliant.
You know, so then the other, I love that gal that did Dodo in Seaside, and I'm blessed to live over at Sunset Beach, and the owners, Jonathan and Alex, of the Dodo opened up a pastry shop at Sunset Beach Lane on your way to the beach, and it's called The Nest, and they've expanded the pizza. They've got unbelievable pastries, the bear claw, and they have really good coffee out of Sleepy Monk is their vendor, and but I want to give a shout-out to their mocha. They have a mocha that's not sweet. It's just this shaved chocolate. And then, you know, if you get an 8-ounce mocha with oat milk, it's like, uh-oh.
Wow.
I'll be back.
Sounds like dessert.
So anyway.
Yeah, but I love a not-too-sweet mocha.
Oh, this is not sweet at all. It's subtle. The first time you drink, you think, oh, I've been ripped off. But then after that, it's like, oh, man, is this good.
Well, anyway. One thing I wanted to add about the Bridgewater and the work that Tony and Ann do is, you know, that's kind of a special occasion place for me, and they have such a good knowledge of wine as well, which, you know, if you're a wine drinker, that's a great spot to get a recommendation from Tony.
Absolutely. And just to throw this in, the Nest has started carrying some really, really nice wines in that little pastry shop. So it's kind of this little gem that's on the coast that probably a lot of people don't know about.
So are they selling that as a retail thing or by the glass?
Retail. Retail.
Well, that's good to know.
They've got some good beers. I mean, you know, they got local beers. I mean, they've just turned this place into a really cool spot.
Yeah, I was thinking of a couple other coffee places. Astoria Coffee Company is a great roastery. Columbia River Coffee Roasters is fantastic.
Yep.
And Sleepy Monk is, it doesn't get any better.
Nope. We're blessed to be on the coast.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Thanks for the call.
Cheers.
And someone waiting patiently on line two. Good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Well, I especially like Buoy 9 out in Hammond.
Buoy 9 in Hammond. Good one.
Yeah, they've got a great selection. Oftentimes, fresh food right out of the water.
Right.
Larson's, very, very nice wait staff. One of the ladies I talked to the other night, we were in there, has worked there for over 30 years.
Wow. Yeah, that place is it's a little bit of local history.
As a matter of fact, I was in the Coast Guard here in 1974. We used to go in that place and eat and drink at that time. It was different owners then, but same place.
So your favorite dish there?
Oh, I love the fried oysters.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get most frequently. But I'll tell you something else. The breakfasts are insane. They're just delicious and huge and hot and really a great breakfast.
Yeah, we should hear about some more breakfast spots. Everybody listening, give us a call and tell us your favorite breakfast joint, 503-325-0010. Are you a Hammond resident, or do you just make it out there just for Buoy 9?
I just basically go out there for Buoy 9, but, you know, I'm sure everybody knows about Arnie's restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can beat that for breakfast.
Arnie's for breakfast.
Arnie's.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Have a great day yourself.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, this is The Conversation. Live and local, people calling in and letting us know what their favorite restaurant is. But we don't stop there. We talk about favorite bakeries, favorite coffee shops, favorite little roadside shops where you can pick up a couple cold beers. It's your turn to call, 503-325-0010. Three open lines. Reed looks bored in the lobby. We don't want that. And let's hear a little bit more from Lee Fields while we wait for you to call. 503-325-0010. Looks like we've had some calls come in. Let's bring up line one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
I just wanted to talk about, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you about Nisa's Thai Kitchen in Warrenton.
A local favorite, right, for sure.
Yes, it's wonderful. Right before the bridge.
Now, you must have some favorite dishes from Nisa's. What are they?
Oh, well, I like the soups. I have not had one that I did not like, and I like their wontons, but yeah, everything we've had in there is very good.
The soups and the wontons, yeah, they've got a crispy basil dish that's really amazing,
yes,
too.
Yes, I've had that. Very good.
Yeah. So a vote for Thai food. Do you have any other types of food that you enjoy or any other restaurants?
Well, you were talking about breakfast, and I know this is probably kind of simple, but I don't think you could beat pig and pancake for breakfast.
There you have it. Plus, you've got some options.
That's right. That's right. Great show. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
503-325-0010. We've got someone on line two. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. I live in Seattle, but we go to Astoria often, and there's two places we absolutely love. One is the Coffee Girl in Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
Just love the environment there and the ambiance, looking out over the river.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a fantastic bagel and lox for breakfast. And then the other one is similar, the Bill Boy restaurant in Seaside that's next to the fish market.
Mm-hmm.
They have great fish and chips, and you also have wonderful picnic tables where you just sit out by the creek that runs by there.
Well, hey, I'm so glad that you come visit Astoria and frequent our restaurants, and I'm so glad you listen and call in from Seattle, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye. And we're back to line one. Good morning. You're on the air. Are you there?
Hello?
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually have three.
Great.
And first one is the Big O Only Saloon.
Nice.
Their burgers and just the ambiance is great. Second one would be the Ship Out, traditional style fish and chips like we used to get at the Ship Inn years ago when they were open. And the third one, Winecraft, and they serve more than just wine. Wine is great. The view is great. The service, I love the people there, and their smoked salmon crostini is out of this world.
So you kind of made a light bulb go off for me. Is the Ship Out related to the Ship In somehow?
Yeah, basically, they serve what would have been like the English-style, you know, fish and chips and fish dishes, but minus the pasties. And they're located, like, in a food truck now as opposed to the old Ship Inn restaurant.
But is it the same owners or anything?
Well, they, you know, they sold, but yes, former employees who purchased, and yeah, it's
cool.
It's excellent. I mean, I for years I was like, oh God, I'm out in the desert, but not anymore.
Great. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made that connection for me. The ship in and the ship into the ship out.
Yes.
are you a coffee drinker?
Just one cup in the morning.
So you are your own coffee shop.
I am my own coffee shop and my own wine shop, but I do love getting a glass of wine at Winecraft.
Very nice. Well, I hope some folks will take your recommendations.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you're just tuning in, we're having friends call in to tell us what their favorite places to eat are. And this could be food, drink, coffee, bakery, candy shops. If it goes in your mouth, let's hear about it. 503-325-0010. I'm curious if anybody has any favorite places that have music, live music, as part of the ambiance that they provide. I know that there's been some music at the Fort George for many years on Sundays, and I think that they're starting to do that again, which is great. They've got a new waterfront space for it as well. I've been seeing a lot of music at, what's the new place called? Is it the Crab? Well, it's your job to call and tell me, 503-325-0010. Fort George, Bowie Beer are a couple that come to mind in Astoria here. We went through some coffee shops. We heard about Coffee Girl. It's a great place to get a cup of coffee. Hey, look, we got someone on line one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Graham. It's Susie.
Well, if it isn't Susie.
I haven't been out in so long because of the COVID business. And, you know, home is doable. But I do miss some of my favorite old restaurants. So I wanted to mention numero uno was the Ark, which is no longer in existence, what was the greatest restaurant. The Colombian Cafe, still not open. You can get some food at the Voodoo Room. They make real good pizza. But, you know, there's so many great restaurants around here, and there's some I've never, ever been to. And one of them, I think, is the Depot. I've heard about the Depot. I want to go there. They win prizes. That's up in, where is it, Seaview?
Depot's fantastic, yes.
It's supposed to be fantastic, so I want to go there. And the other one is the Adrift. And
yeah.
You asked about music. I love to go up there.
Right.
When there's music, the Adrift is at the edge of the world there where you can see a beautiful sunset, and the food is all very fresh and from farms and local fish and all this. That's a great place. There are so many restaurants to talk about. And then there's Carruthers, which has been closed for a long time, but I heard they were opening.
Yeah, I think that they are, and they do make fantastic food as well. And the Adrift's restaurant is called The Pickled Fish.
Oh, that's right, The Pickled Fish.
Inside the Adrift.
I'd forgotten because I haven't been there so long.
But yeah, that was
a great
place to see music.
There's some great places. I agree with whoever it was who called and mentioned The Stand.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever have to go to Seaside for anything, I want to go to The Stand. But, of course, they're never open Saturdays. You've got to go during the week. And, you can take your food out, and you can sit outside, too, at The Stand, which is good. But there's just a lot of great restaurants. I want to thank Jimbo for all he's done for fine food around this town,
mm-hmm.
The proprietor of the Astoria Bistro and Carruthers. I don't know how he does all that. But, you know, it's been a long, long time where people just weren't going out or the restaurants were closed. Oh, I know. Here's one more. The Drina Daisy. Now, there's another one I've never even been to and I want to go to. So,
yeah.
Drina Daisy, Bosnian food. I've heard it's excellent right on Commercial Street.
Great place to get some traditional Bosnian lamb dishes.
Yeah, I want to go there for that. Exactly. So,
great.
Maybe we can go out together sometime.
Sounds fun.
That's my hope. But anyhow, you know, there are some great restaurants. And I've heard also that one in Cannon Beach, what's it called, 955 Newman? I'd never been to it, but I read about it, and there was just a story about it in the Coast Weekend about a new chef who appeared working there, a young guy who's the sous chef. But, you know, that's supposed to be an excellent place to eat. So
sounds like another one to try.
We have plenty of choices if we could just get out.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, enjoy your food. I'm sure we're all getting very hungry all of a sudden.
Yeah, I hope everyone had breakfast before the show.
That's what I need, breakfast. All right, talk to you later.
Thanks, Susie. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Now that we've heard about lots of restaurants, maybe we should open up this topic of conversation a little wider to talk about the service industry in general. I would be very interested to hear from someone who works in the service industry and who has lived and worked through this pandemic and what their experience has been like. So your voice matters to us. Give us a call, 503-325-0010. Looks like we've got someone online too. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Missy.
Hey there.
Meat Corazon is across from the Pig and Pancake in Cannon Beach. And, oh, my God, their food is to die for. I just love their... Oh, no one can do ceviche like they do. Everything is fresh and inviting. You do have to have a minimum amount of money you spend on your dish when you walk in the door, but it's so worth it.
Is that how they're dealing with the COVID thing? Is there's a sort of a minimum purchase or something?
I don't know why they did that. They only have so much seating, so... That could be it. I'm not sure. I'm sure the rent is very expensive, but gosh, these men are doing excellent with the food. Oh, and the women too, but oh, it's just to die for. And I know what I'm talking about. I used to be the maitre d' at the Stephanie Inn.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at Café de la Mer when it was still in existence. I mean, I've worked in several fine dining restaurants, and I know good food.
Are you familiar with the restaurant that Susie mentioned called The Ark?
The Ark, yes. I have heard of it. I have not dined there.
Mm-hmm.
But good food warms the heart, makes your whole soul happy. So I totally recommend it.
Chicken soup for the soul, literally.
Well, it's just Mexican food, but yeah. It's not typical Mexican food. It is... out of this world. Actually, when I dine there, I talk to other people around, and, you know, people from, like, Salt Lake City say, I've never had anything like this before. This margarita is the best I've ever had, and all kinds of stuff. It's just, it's a very inviting place as far as service and food, and I highly recommend it.
And that's Mi Corazon in Seaside, right?
Right. It's right across from the Pig and... Not Seaside. Cannon Beach.
Cannon Beach. Okay.
It's right across from the Pig and Pancake. It's a little store. There's 50 trees next door to it. And anyway, people, please try it out if you can get in. All right.
Thanks for the call.
You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
And someone back on line one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. Is this me on line one?
Yeah, that's you.
Hi, Graham.
Well, hello, Jack.
So, so I think of roadhouses. I really love, like, the Sunday drive out to somewhere where there's nothing else around it but that one place.
Uh-huh.
And around here, a Big O has been mentioned. That is a great place to go out into the country. Duffy's over in Gray River.
Yeah.
It's a really amazing spot. And the Goble Tavern in Goble is worth the drive.
Interesting.
And I'll tell you one quick little Goble Tavern story is they threw the best party I've ever been to the night before they imploded the Trojan cooling tower at the nuclear power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a spectacular send-off to that. Used to be quite the landmark there and is now gone, but it was spectacular.
So you're saying you got to sit on the patio at the Goble Tavern and watch the nuclear tower get imploded?
No, because that's kind of around the corner of the bend in the river. We had to walk down to the river, kind of ducked underneath the places we weren't supposed to go. But, you know, we don't have to get into that part of it. But it was spectacular to watch.
That is something else. So a vote for roadhouses from Jack.
Roadhouses, yep.
Nice.
All right, that's all I got.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, bye-bye, Graham. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, bye. If you're just tuning in, this is The Conversation. We're at the bottom of the hour, halfway through the show. And today's topic is lighthearted, and we're talking about restaurants and the service industry as a whole. We've heard lots of opinions about favorite places to eat, favorite dishes. But what about the working side of the industry? Are you a chef, or are you a server, or are you a restaurant owner? How has your year and a half been under the blanket of COVID? 503-325-0010. Love to hear from you. It's what it's all about. TV Dinners by ZZ Top. Thanks for everyone who's listening to The Conversation today. We're looking for some more folks to call in and speak to the topic of the day, which is restaurants and the service industry. Looks like we've got some favorites from Reed, Maggie's on the Prom in Seaside, and Grizzly Tuna for their fish and chips. How about you? 503-325-0010. Be curious to know more, like I said, about the service industry. And say, for example, you know, have you worked in different places where they pool the tips, or you keep your own tips, or, you know, how does tipping work these days? 503-325-0010. Let's dig a little deeper into this whole restaurant industry topic. And I think it's also just a great time to give a shout out to the folks who are doing this difficult work during this difficult time. I know that I've heard that folks in the industry are getting a lot of abuse from customers. And boy, that's not the way to do it, is it? That's not how we treat our friends at restaurants. 503-325-0010. Call in. Share your favorite restaurants, eateries, experiences, foods, or tell us about life in the service industry. Again, that number is 503-325-0010. Here's Vegetables by the Beach Boys. And share your favorite restaurants, eateries, coffee shops, bakeries. These aren't advertisements. This is just the community sharing some of its favorite things with each other. Maybe getting some new ideas for businesses that we can support, because those businesses support us. It's the circle of life, folks. 503-325-0010. You know what happens when I'm the one left to do the talking. The show gets really boring all of a sudden. So please do give us a call. Looks like we've got a call that has just come in. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Blue Scorcher Bakery.
The Blue Scorcher Bakery. What do you like about that joint?
I like their pastries, and I like the fact that all their ingredients are organic, because I'm very concerned about the food that I put in my mouth.
Right.
How healthy it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as, I have a friend that worked at Bellboy through the COVID, and she would come home so stressed by the little boy attitudes where the men were having fits about having to wear a mask or not getting what they wanted because of the limited menu.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so stressed all the time in the evening just trying to cope with all the, you know, the attitude issues, and these men would have their fits and the wives would be embarrassed. And of course, they always have to have their fits loud enough that everybody would hear that they were upset about something, you know, those kind of people.
Like I said earlier, that's not the way that we want to treat our friends in the restaurant business, is it?
No, and it doesn't even make sense. There's no concern for others, just for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're taking good care of that crew. So I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Bye.
So a vote there for healthy organic ingredients. Are there any other restaurants that focus on that type of food and that type of ingredient? Or is there something that you like about a restaurant for another reason? Give us a call, 503-325-0010. Found a nice little number for you here while we wait for you to call. This one is Life is a Minestrone.
Sipping tea by the Taj Mahal at dawn. Hey.
Just truly transcendental music there. Life is a Minestrone from 10cc. Thanks for listening to the conversation. We've got a call. Good morning. You are on the air.
Okay, the Blue Scorcher Bakery, I'm pretty sure uses only organic ingredients.
Yeah, that's a good one for that kind of food, isn't it?
It is.
Is there a menu item that you especially like?
Oh, goodness. No, I don't get over there that often. I like their breads and pastries.
Yes, excellent local bakery.
All right, have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
503-325-0010 is the number to call to join the conversation. About 15 minutes left in the show, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. We've got someone on the line now. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for a great topic, and I just wanted to give a shout-out in regards to pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Originally from the East Coast and spent the last 25 years in Arizona, but coming from the East Coast, pizza is always a very important part of my family's dinner selections, and having been in Arizona, it wasn't that great finding super pizza there, although for Chris Bianco, who originally from New York, has a fantastic place there in Arizona, in Phoenix. But here on the coast, recently discovered A&B Pizza in Seaside, and it is a wonderful, delicious, comparable to Bianco's pizza, actually, in my opinion. It's an artistry. This guy, it's a one-man show, and he has very limited hours, but each pizza he creates is magnificent, and it's just, it's no ambiance. I don't think it's designed for that, being that he does it all himself. But the result is really, really delicious.
So I'm curious if he goes for like a traditional thing, or is he inventive in creating new and exciting pizzas?
I think it's in the details are in the ingredients and the actual, like the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Is crispy and light, the middle. I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's not like the Italian pizzas from back east.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of the, I guess, the artisan design, but the ingredients he uses, and I think that it's just truly a work of love. You could just tell he's very interested in making sure that you're happy with the product. And I actually, you know, it's more of a to-go place for me because I'm not right there. But I bring it home, heat it in the oven at 350 for 5 minutes, and it's spectacular. I mean, there are no words to describe it. I hope he never leaves because it's been I've searched a long, well, not long time, but for the past several years for a good pizza place, and this is the numero uno. So just wanted to share.
Well, let's all keep supporting these local eateries so that these places can stick around.
Yeah, A&B Pizza Seaside.
Great. Take Thanks for now. The call.
Bye.
Bye. 503-325-0010. We've got some representation from the Peninsula, Astoria, Warrenton, Seaside, Cannon Beach. Haven't heard about anything in Wheeler, Nehalem, Bay City, Garibaldi, Tillamook. What's going on down there? Hopefully there's some folks listening to KTCB 89.5 right now. And you can tell us about some great spots to eat down in Tillamook. 503-325-0010. Looks like Reed's got someone on the line now. Good morning. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi. Well, my name's Josie, and some people have already mentioned the Scorcher, so I won't go there. But I do go there. And I don't know if anyone's mentioned South Bay Wild.
That has not come up yet. Yeah, nice local fish place.
I'm kind of almost don't want to mention it because it's very popular, and it's already kind of hard to get in sometimes, but their food is great. I really like their Indian fry bread, and it's topped with your choice of a couple different choices of seafood and arugula and all kinds of salad greens and things like that. And it's, you have two choices of sauces, and that's my favorite thing at South Bay Wild. It's on 9th Street between the two main drags. And let's see, Astoria Coffee House. I don't know if that's been mentioned, but my favorite thing there is fish tacos, and I've had them everywhere, and they are the best fish tacos at the coffee house.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And let's see, I do have a couple more. The Bridgewater Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
They have excellent food, excellent service. They have outdoor seating. They have these little kind of pods that you can sit in to sort of get out of the wind,
right,
which is nice. And but be sure to bring some warm clothes if it's a windy or cool day, because it's still outside.
Yeah, so, it's always sweatshirt weather in the summertime in Astoria.
Yeah, and that's down. You got to turn right at the Kentucky Fried Chicken and go down, and that's your first red building on the right, in case people don't know where that is.
Yeah, the big red building.
Yeah. And let's see. My last one would be the Co-op. They have a great taco bar that you can tell them whatever you want to put on it, and they have a really great salad bar. And I think probably most, if not all, of the ingredients are organic there, Astoria Co-op.
Yeah, they've got excellent food. They knew what they were doing when they hired Andy Catalano to be their chef.
Yes, they did. He does a great job.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your votes.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the show.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. We're in the last 10 minutes of this episode of The Conversation, where we are trading thoughts on some of our favorite local eateries in town. It's nice to hear all the names of these locally owned businesses that aren't big chains. And it's nice to hear about all the support for the restaurant industry. I'm curious if anyone has noticed any changes that have come to restaurants in the past year as we've all been forced to pivot. Have there been opportunities that have arisen among these challenges? So far, we're hearing mostly from folks who enjoy the product of a restaurant, but would love to hear from some folks who work in the industry as well. How about accessibility to restaurants via delivery if you have limited mobility or transportation access? You know, there's some new apps that are available that are making delivery possible from restaurants that didn't used to have delivery. I'm curious if anyone has been using any of those services. Give us a call and let me know what your experiences are. 503-325-0010 is the number to call. And while we're waiting for the phone to ring, here's Louis Armstrong with All That Meat and No Potatoes.
Good morning, Graham. My name is Isla.
Hi, Isla.
And I live in Tillamook. I moved here from Albuquerque 2 years ago, and I have a few places that I like in the area. Manna's Kitchen in Bay City, and she has a lot of gluten-free choices for on the menu. And also Five Rivers Roaster in Tillamook, right on 101 near the Creamery. And then The Roost up in Wheeler has great bakery items, and they are great. And Heidi's wonderful, the owner, and they've been there 8 years. And I've been there quite a few times in 2 years. And there's another place I just found driving back from Southern California. I stopped in Ashland, Oregon, and there is a place that's been there, I think, 7 years. It's called the Mix Bake Shop, and that's worth a trip if you're going through Ashland anytime. Great baker items, great coffee, and great ice cream.
Well, I'm so glad to hear from someone from Tillamook County area.
Yeah, I heard your little spiel about not hearing from us, and live in Tillamook, and there's quite a few places around here that I found great restaurants. There's one also in Garibaldi called the Garibaldi Portside Bistro that's great.
Very nice.
Yes. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thanks for answering my call, and thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Time for just a few more calls. So I guess that means it's your turn. 503-325-0010. We're talking about the restaurant industry today, some of our favorites locally, and some of the experiences that we've had, whether as servers or as owners or as patrons. But bottom line is we're offering our support to the folks in the restaurant industry today and appreciating the work that they do and the services they provide. 503-325-0010 is that number to call. I'd love to see those phone lines blink a couple more times before the top of the hour. What do you think? Should I find another funny song for you? Coconut by Harry Nilsson. How about White Wine and Fried Chicken by Hot Chip? How about Ham and Eggs by A Tribe Called Quest?
I don't eat no ham and eggs, cause they're high in cholesterol.
Come on, come on.
No fight, do you eat them? No tip, do you eat them? Not at all.
Again.
I don't eat no ham and eggs, cause they're high in cholesterol. You're obese, do you eat them?
Nope, shy, do you eat them?
Nope, not at all.
Hey,
a tasket.
What's a mama's basket?
Some veggie links.
Ham and Eggs by A Tribe Called Quest. We've got a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kathleen Moore. I live in Nehalem.
Hello.
And when we go to Tillamook, we go to the food court almost every time. It's, I should have figured out the street. I think it's on 2nd Street. And they have the best Thai food. We were just in the Bay Area and went to one they said is the best Thai food. And I thought what I get at that food trailer is exquisite. It's way better, I think. Anyway, and they're really nice people. I love supporting them. And then right next to that food trailer is, or food cart, I should say, is Steve's BBQ. And that is my husband's favorite because the meat is so good. He makes this smoky macaroni that's just macaroni and cheese, sorry, that's so delicious.
So that's a food court where there's several different food carts?
Yeah.
So you got those barbecue, you got Thai.
Just the best.
Nice.
Yeah. And there was one other, I should have written it down. Can't remember it, but, I know. It's called Yolk in Manzanita. I don't know if it's been mentioned, but it has such an exquisite lamb burger. I don't eat much meat, but I love lamb, and it's so delicious. So that's one of my favorite things to get if I'm going to eat out. I don't eat out much, but...
Sounds like a good recommendation.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing this.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
And it looks like we've got someone on line two. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Graham. This is Skyler.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Just a quick shout-out to, another food cart, Olaf at the Good Bowl.
All right.
A lot of people probably know him, but great, healthy bowls and wonderful chicken tacos. And the other people down at that area, Jordan's got a great soul food cart down there. But overall, just want to say a huge thanks to everybody working in the service industry right now. It's a tough time.
It is a tough time.
Already tough enough before the pandemic hit, but it's wonderful that everyone's making it work.
Yep, be kind to your folks at the restaurants and tip well.
Exactly.
This is a
Thanks
tough time.
For doing the show, guys.
Thanks, Skyler. Take care.
Take care.
Bye. Well, and I think on that very lovely note from Skyler, we will call it a show. It is getting to the top of the hour, which means it's time for Wednesday Morning Folk with your host, Jerry Middaugh, coming up at 10:06, right after headline news. I'd like to thank you again for listening to the conversation today. You can find the podcast of this episode and almost every other episode on our website, kmun.org, along with podcasts of all of our other great local public affairs shows that you hear throughout the week. So we do hope you'll check out our podcast page. You're listening to KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, streaming on the web at kmun.org and on a mobile device using an app like TuneIn or Simple Radio. If you're wondering how to make any of these services work, like, for example, our archives page where you can listen to shows for up to 2 weeks, or if your web stream's giving you trouble on the computer, you can always give us a call or send us an email. Happy to help you troubleshoot. We want you to be able to listen to us all the time, everywhere, on your smartphone, in your car, at your house. KMUN, 24/7, listener-supported, volunteer-operated, locally owned, independent, community radio.